hang on here.
Hey, Nathan.
How's it going, John?
Going good, going good. It's been a busy day today, let me tell you. I'm the director here. I know you were speaking with Tara, but she just asked me to go over some pricing with you. Before I dive into pricing or throw any numbers at you, did she do a good job of kind of explaining why we were reaching out to you?
Yeah, she did good.
Okay. Did you have any specific questions for me about the listing or how it works?
No, I'm pretty familiar with Google. I understand how it works. I'm just curious on a few questions.
Okay.
Like, first off, what's your guys' business name so I can do some research about it just to, you know, double check? And
yeah.
And how much it would cost, obviously, for the monthly rate.
Okay. Is it okay if I send you a text message?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Hang on just a second here. Also send over the pricing page to you. It's a lot better if you could see it, you know who you're talking to. But our company name is Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner. So we're partnered with Google. If you actually look at our company there and our reviews, we're right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California. And we've been in business since 2004. So 20 years as a premier Google partner. Our role as a Google partner is to obviously make sure that the advertisements are working for the business owner, so you guys are seeing positive return on investment from it each month, and that way you'll keep using the Google advertising.
Right.
Okay. That's really what it's all about at the end of the day. I mean, Google just wants to make sure you guys are coming back every month instead of just trying it for a month and being gone. So they have us here as kind of like a quality control type system.
Okay.
Okay. You don't have a... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What'd you say?
Oh, no, I was just asking if you had a website.
I don't have a website and I don't have a Google account, no.
Oh, okay. Well, that's easy. The Google business profile is a given. You know, we do that even for people who aren't... doing Google advertising, Google usually has us do the verification anyway.
Okay.
At least for people who are requesting it, right? So there's a three-step verification that Google does now. One, there's a PIN that they send in the mail called a PIN verification letter. That'll mark your center location there on the map, give you that little red dot for the Google business profile. The second part is a form that you fill out. It's called a Google verification form. And then the third step would be a video verification if you don't have enough information from the verification form and the PIN. Maybe something's missing or the PIN got lost, then we go to the video verification as a last line of defense there. But yeah, the verification, it's very important. You know, I definitely would recommend at least getting the business Google verified if you weren't to move forward with the placement. But if you're going to move forward with the first page placement, then we'll take care of that for you. It's just a part of the service.
Awesome.
Okay. We got to have you verified or we can't even recommend you as a top guy in the area
right. Anyway.
Right. So there are different packages and pricing structures in our pricing page. There is a package called a Platinum Package. It's our most popular for new businesses that comes with a custom website design. This package is kind of like a one-stop shop for a new business owner where it'll cover you not just on the first page of Google, but the first page of Bing, Amazon Alexa search results, and the Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones.
Okay.
So they're all separate submissions, but we just do that for you. They usually rely on the Google top recommended guys for their top recommendations as long as that submission is done on our part. Also, this package has Facebook ads in it. It also has Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack, to name a few directories. So you have about 10 different ways of generating new customers with a Platinum package.
Do all of that?
Yeah, it's all included in the package. The website, all the directory submissions. We host it, maintain it for you, make sure you're being listed for the right services and in the right areas. We just want you to focus on taking care of the customers and getting good reviews, really. We don't any business owner to be hopping on the computer, you know. That would defeat the purpose of having us.
Okay. One question I have for you guys is, so you already have other people, you know, obviously, you know, other people. How much would you say you get leads per month for these customers that you already, you know, added to your program?
Yeah, so when we look at guys in this area that do junk removal, for example, guys like Junk King, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, Clark County Junk Removal, these companies are receiving almost 10 calls every day on average. It's giving us a 9.3 on average as a daily call, right? But junk removal is not the only keyword we list you for. We list you for about 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So the idea is to get you a surplus of job opportunities and kind of let you cherry pick through what you do and don't want to take.
Awesome. Yeah, and we do more than just junk removal. We do roof cleanings now and gutter cleans and stuff like that too. So
that's a big one. A lot of people that do power washing and pressure washing don't provide the roof cleaning and gutter cleaning just because they don't want to get up there. So that's huge.
Right.
If you guys are, you know, young and fit and able to do that, that's kind of an X factor service that we'll be able to provide, and you won't really have a lot of competition for that one.
Right, yeah, I've been getting a lot of them recently with Angie's. Like, we have 3 this week that we're going to be doing, and it's pretty good on the money. So, I mean, obviously I like junk removal the most. It's the easiest and it's the fastest and it's good on the money, but I don't get too many of those. I get, like, maybe 1 or 2 a week.
Mm.
So, it's not...
A lot of our junk removal guys, they double end it. So, like, they'll pick it up, and if they can refurbish whatever they're picking up, they refurbish it. Like, sometimes they get a couch or an old refrigerator or stuff like that, and then they resell it after they've refurbished it, if you have a place to store it. Otherwise, it's just got to go to the dump.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel like just based off of, what you're already doing, like if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's, then you'll definitely do well with this. I mean, a lot of the guys that go to that platform are price shopping, and they're just looking for somebody to give them the lowest rate for the service, and those leads are often sent to about 2 or 3 other guys. And so when you have yourself listed independently, you don't have either of those problems. You usually have people calling you directly as a live call, and the leads aren't going to 3 or 4 other people to be able to undercut you on the price. So if you're already able to do well in a system like that where you're paying to compete, and you'll do great with this. I mean, they're basically already picking you by the time that they contact you. They've already seen your reviews and website and everything. So it's almost like it's yours to lose at that point.
Wait, so you guys say you make a website for us as well with the Platinum package?
Correct. Mm-hmm. The website is included. Yeah, so we'll get the domain name purchase for you. We do all the graphic design and hosting, obviously with your input. We want to make sure it looks how you want it to look. We provide hosting too. So any changes you want to make along the way, it's just a part of the service. We'll take care of it for you.
Cool. Yeah. I forgot her name before the lady.
Tara.
What's her name?
Mm-hmm. Tara.
She said that since we haven't been, working for over a year yet, I think we're just hitting the 5-month mark, we'd get a discount. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you look at the pricing on the Platinum package, it's the very last package down on the pricing page. It's advertised at $599 month to month. I can get you that package and reduce the rate down to just $299. So it's a 50% price reduction for a new business. And then they usually ask for a $299 setup fee. And that usually goes towards, like, the Google verification, the purchase of your domain name, the name, address, and phone number cleanups. I can actually reduce that to a one-time payment of $99. So your initial investment, if you were to get it all started today on the Platinum bundle, would be $398. And then each month moving forward, it would go down to $299, and I would have you locked in at that pricing structure. So you don't have to worry about it going back up to the original price or changing on you.
Awesome, yeah. All right, cool. How much people do you guys have on this listing, and what number would we be at? We'd be at the first page, but, like, where would you guys have us at?
Yeah, so the way the Google Places placement works is Google will send the pin out to you in the mail, and that's going to mark your center location. So how you're listed 1, 2, or 3 on the first page is actually going to be based on the location of the end user. So they'll always get the same top recommended options, but we try to accommodate them with getting them somebody that's closer to them locally.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah. Sounds good to me. You guys can lock me into that spot. I'm currently at a job right now. I just arrived. Could you guys lock
okay.
me in and then give me a call back in about 30 minutes, and then we can set up that, and I'll pay for it, and then we can all get everything started.
Well, if you want to secure the position, it would take me about 2 to 3 minutes just to create the account, and then I'd have to secure the first month to take it off the board and give it to Trash Troopers LLC, and then I'll schedule
okay.
a client interview for either later today or tomorrow, whatever's best for you, where we could do the interview, you know, go over, like, the keywords, the area we're targeting, and get started on your website.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Let's do it.
Okay. What's your last name, Nathan?
Cibanu. C-I-O-B-A-N-U.
Okay. And you're the sole owner?
Yes. Well, me and my buddy Ricky, but he's not really, like, they did it wrong, so I'm basically, like, the main owner as of right now. But eventually
okay.
we're going to do 50-50. So, yeah, for right now I am, yeah.
Okay. Let me know. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service. At any time when you guys have him as, like, co-owner or part owner, if you want to add him to the account, just let us know so that way we could give him access to the tracking system and everything.
Cool, yeah.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send the receipt, the outline of the agreement in writing, your Google verification form, and your username and password for the tracking system?
ttjunk8@gmail.com. So it's 2 T's, number 8, and then junk@gmail.com.
Got it. Okay. And then what's the street address where I could send the Google PIN verification letter to you in the mail?
Okay, so there's two things about that. You could send it to my home, but what I want people to see is not my home, so they don't, like, you know where I live. I have a location on if you search up my business, it says, like, where our address is located. That's basically, like, a home base for where people could see where we, you know, have our thing at. But
mm-hmm.
for what you could send me that at my house, but I don't want, like, you know, other people to see where I live type of thing.
Yeah.
So cool.
Well, we should use the address where they could get turn-by-turn directions if you want them to be able to have that feature.
Mm-hmm.
That would probably be the best route. If you want to have it listed with just no address and have it say city, state, and zip, then I could send it to your home. But if you'd pin your residence, we always hide the residence. We don't want people coming to your home ever. Unless you have, like, a brick-and-mortar location where they could go there on a regular basis, almost like a shop, then we would use that other address. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I just have that other location just so, like, you know, it's, like, basically, like, a safety thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when we signed up with our LLC, that's just...
Yeah, I can hide your address. The thing is, I just
yeah.
I don't want the PIN to get lost, so I want the address that's safest to send the PIN, and then I'll hide it if you're going to use your home.
Yeah, all right, perfect. Let's do that.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
3620.
Okay.
Northeast 169th Avenue, 98682.
Northeast 169th Ave?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 3620.
Oh, I found
Northeast
it.
169th Avenue. Yeah. 98682? Yes, sir.
Okay. I got you. And then I'll go ahead and hide this for you. And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
Let's do from 7 to 7.
7 to 7, Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as
yes,
well?
Sir. We can do Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And then Sunday?
Sunday, I take off for church.
Okay, good man. Okay. Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7. Sunday closed. All right, submit. All right, so I have the business profile created. What would be the best time to do the client interview with you?
Like what time to call me back to do it?
Yeah, it could be later today or tomorrow.
Well, we could do later today or tomorrow, whatever works best for you.
Okay, I have a slot available today between 3 and 4 Pacific Standard.
Perfect.
Okay. It's going to be with a separate representative, but they'll call you directly and then they'll walk you through the client interview process. It's pretty easy.
No problem.
The whole agenda for that call is just to set up like the keywords and services that you're going to be found for, the area that we target, and then we'll get the domain name purchased and a general idea on how you want your website to look. So it's all over the phone. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation and they'll text you prior to the client interview as a reminder.
Sweet.
All right. And then how did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $398?
Through card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name or does it have the business name on it as well?
Business name on it.
Okay. Let me make sure to add the Trash Troopers LLC to the invoice so that way you can write it off here.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Need all the write-offs we can get, right? Get it back that way.
Right.
All right. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the PIN verification letter to?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm ready for you.
Okay. 4167.
4167.
8090.
8090.
0354.
0354.
2441.
2441. Okay. And the expiration date, month, and year?
Expiration date is 09/28.
09/28, and then three-digit code on the back.
960.
960. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. I'm trying to go quick, but if I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you. All right. Oh, sorry, there's a security question. So before I do the voice verification, we have a security question in place for your account just in case you want to verify the identity of one of my representatives when they contact you or if we want to verify your identity. You have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay.
Which one works best for you?
Let's do just the city I was born in.
All right. And where were you born, Nathan?
Vancouver.
Okay. Oh, okay. Easy. Not too far from home. You sound kind of young, actually. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, okay. Hey, man. I didn't have my own business at 20. I actually started working here when I was 21. I'm 31 now.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. I had to do a 6-month internship in order to get the job, though. Yeah, that part sucked, but it was worth it.
Yeah, I mean, you've been there for 10 years, so I'm guessing you really like it, so that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it definitely paid off, but it was really rough at that time. I was actually really proud of my younger self for that, but I was working here.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, too.
Thank you. Yeah, I was working here 9 hours, and then I would go work after work. It was crazy, and I just finished up school, so it got really hard in that period, but luckily it all worked out. Okay. So I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just let me know, and then I could always rephrase it for you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Trash Troopers LLC.
Okay, and can you please state your name and title with the company?
Yeah, Nathan Chabanu, the owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Oh, yeah. I usually, answer within the first 30 seconds to 1 minute. My response
time
is really good. So.
Yeah, I mean, you'll kill this. I mean, you know, honestly, if it gets overwhelming, we don't expect you to answer every single person that calls you, and you still have the right to refuse service to anybody, right? You reserve that right. But.
Right.
If you do see calls coming from us, just make sure to get back to us as soon as possible because it's probably urgent.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yeah, I only have Thumbtack and Angie as of right now.
Okay. That's actually good to know. I didn't know you had Thumbtack, but I did know about Angie. We're not going to duplicate any of your online listings, but that's why they put this in here, is we don't want to have any duplicates floating around or anything that has like maybe a wrong name, address, or phone number in there. It just causes discrepancies with the search engine where they'll actually suspend the online listings. So I tried to put you on this platinum package so you wouldn't need anything else. Like I tried to cover all your bases, but if you're going to add something, just double check with us to make sure we're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Perfect.
Okay. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when we're building everything from scratch like this, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. The first month's payment is going to be non-refundable due to the discounts that are applied on that platinum package bundle. The payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 9th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $398 for the Platinum Package Bundle because of that one-time setup fee of $99. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the ninth day, but it'll be at $299 moving forward. And then you'll be locked in at that rate. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time, Nathan. You're not binded to a contract. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, let us know before the next bill is due or before like the ninth day of the month. That way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And that's it. It says we'll part ways as friends. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, 100%. Just to make sure though, you're going to be making the website for me. You're going to, you know, have our services, for Google and a whole bunch of other things.
So here, do me a favor. Just so you feel comfortable. And go to your text messages. Do you see those texts in there?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So your account dashboard and tracking system's there. Your Google verification form is there. And then we've also texted and emailed you a full outline of the service agreement. So it's all documented right there in black and white.
Awesome.
Yeah, you got it in writing, bud. Like, I knew what you were trying to do there. You're like, let me just make sure that on this recording, you know, but we send it in writing and then you have to sign off on it too. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, just making sure because I get a lot of phone calls, like probably like honestly 15 a day from Google people trying to say that I need to finish Google or they have this and that. And like a lot of them are scammers. So I'm just, you know, double checking, but you guys are, you know, you guys got 1K reviews. You guys have 4.2.
Yeah,
you know,
20 years.
10 years or however long, 20 years, yeah. So that's awesome.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, we're fully legit. Like I said, I've been working here for 10 years. I started out with the internship at the Google headquarters here in SoCal, and then they moved me to the Google partner company just across the street here. So you're in good hands. This is as close as you can get to having your business working directly with Google and having a Google certified representative work on it. If you do continue to get those calls, though, just politely decline and let them know that you're already working with a Google partner. And then once you have everything set up and on the first page, I'm sure the calls will stop. I mean, they can't offer you first page placement if you're already up there.
It's not even the first place placement. They're a bots and they just like say that I have like a whole bunch of search engines on Google and this I get like so many I block so many of them.
Interesting.
But it's just what you get for, you know, having other, you know, sponsorships like for example Angie and stuff, they put your number out there and you get random calls all the time. So
your phone number when it's on your Google business profile, it's hooked up to a tracking system. That's where you have that username and password and it'll have recordings of those calls. So if they continue to happen, we'll be able to actually hear it and maybe help you figure out what's going on there.
Cool.
Yeah, we could definitely dig into that and figure out what's happening there or maybe we could provide like a Google voice number or something with like a press one dialer, have them kind of thread through any of the bots. That way you're not getting any of that.
Awesome.
So that's definitely an option you might want to capitalize on. It is a part of the Platinum Package service, so they'll go over that during the client interview if you want to do that, and they'll put the Google voice number on there. That way if any bots end up calling it offline, it'll they have to press one or else won't get through. You know, so it has to be a real person.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Also, one question that you said it's on recorded. Is that all the phone calls that I get, or just through the ones that you guys give me?
It's the ones that come through your online listings. Like, if we attach a Google Voice number, then all your online listings are going to have that Google Voice number. So if they dial that, then it's going to track it. Or even your current line that they're on, if they use that click-to-call feature on your phone number, like, I don't know if you've ever seen a little phone icon when you're on your iPhone searching on Google, and you can just tap the phone number and or the phone icon, it calls their number. Have you seen that?
Right.
Yeah, you'll have one of those, and that'll initiate the recording.
That's sick. All right, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great feature, because you can even hear yourself, like, answer the phone and pitch these people and kind of work through your own sales pitch and introduction.
Awesome. I like that.
Yeah. And then you got a team full of guys here. They're here to help you. You know, it's not just me. I don't know if you looked at, like, our featured customers, but we got about 400 people that work here. We're a very large company. Everybody that works here is Google certified. So anytime you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call in. You know, we want to make sure everything's up and running and working properly for you, so that way we can see you come back every month.
That's awesome. I like that. All right, cool.
All right. So thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I know you got some work in front of you, but look out for our phone call here. We're going to circle back with you between 3 and 4 to walk you through the client interview, okay? Oh,
awesome. I'll be looking forward to that phone call.
Also, I know you're a young guy. You got those text messages. We've also emailed everything to you, but there is a Google verification form. They'll probably touch base on that a little bit during the client interview, but if you could try to fill that out over the next day or two here, that would really help us too.
No problem.
Just
I got
everything
that
up and running faster. All right, Nathan. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. If you need anything, give me a call. Other than that, we'll talk to you in 2 hours here.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, John. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.